Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome to another edition of the Glass City Opry Showcase. I'm your host, Jeff Birdwell, along with
Sherry Checkle.
And we're here for another showcase.
This is our 27th one now.
27th. Is it 27th?
I think it's 34th.
Maybe it's 85th.
I don't know. It just seems like that.
Yeah. It's been a lot, though. It goes by fast, but
well, this is probably like about the 13th or 14th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. We're excited about it. We love doing it. It's a lot of fun. So we had another successful show.
Yes. That was a good one.
In January. We had the main act was
Lonesome Meadow.
Lonesome Meadow Family Band.
You just can't not enjoy seeing those kids.
It's great.
They're so cool. They just, every time I see them, they get better.
Yep, they get better, and it's just neat to watch them play up there. I mean, they're so young and so talented, and just it's just the neatest thing. I think it's because you just don't get to see kids like that play all the time. You know, all the bands that come are everybody's adults and they do a wonderful job and they're, you know, everything's great, but it's just really rare to see kids playing, and especially a group of them like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. And a family. That's neat, too.
That's very
neat. I think that would be so cool. I've tried so hard to get my girls to learn how to, like, you know, do fiddle or something like that. They have resisted me every turn.
Well.
I don't know why.
Maybe they'll come around someday like I did.
I doubt it. I don't know. I wish they would sooner than later, though.
Yeah, because, right.
You know, how can I go on the road if I...
I know.
It can't be a family band of one.
I know. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's hard.
Nope, that's for sure. Well, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they were actually, what was neat too was the dynamics backstage, because it's there's a whole family milling around there. It's not just
it's neat.
You know, band members are kind of, they stand around and all this stuff, but there's kids running up and down the hall.
I know, dogs.
It was
kind of
neat.
And,
yeah.
And then dad's hollering and it was really cool. That's fun.
Yeah, that was neat. So they did a great job.
Oh, they sure did.
You know, everybody really enjoyed them, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's great to see Jim LaPratt and his guys.
Yeah,
New Memphis Express.
New Memphis Express opened up for Lonesome Meadow.
Yeah. It was a good
night.
Did
a great job. It was a very good night.
It was a little on the weird weather side. I know people were...
Yeah, it was kind of strange. We kind of run into it because there was reports of weather being in the area and actually never materialized until like the next day or something like that. But as a result, maybe our numbers weren't where they could and should have
been. Yeah, well, it was chilly out too. It was pretty cold and stuff. We had just gotten that big storm like 2 days before. I don't know if everybody was dug out already.
Maybe not.
You know, just a little weary and wanted to stick at home. But tell you, you missed a good one.
Yep, Lonesome Meadow. That was a good show.
I can't wait to see them in another year. So, I mean, I bet you every year they're just going to get better and better and better and better.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt, because they're so young, you know, and they're just going to continue to get better and better with age. And their talent level is going to keep growing because they've got no place to go but up. They're so young.
That's for sure.
So,
and they've been sponsored now too. Like a banjo company is sponsoring the young man on the banjo and just all kinds of neat stuff.
I mean,
they're just going to have all, I just wish them the best of luck. They're just going to have the neatest little ride for the next few years, I think.
Yep. I think
they keep at this and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they definitely
They're going to have a fun time.
Yep. No, it's gonna be great, and they're just gonna continue to get better and better. So
let's hear something from them.
Sounds great.
Something from the Opry.
Yeah. is huge, the world is free.
Yeah, wasn't
they
it?
They do a wonderful job. They're just, it's a very entertaining and very energetic, and I think that's great.
I've got some video too that I'm going to be getting up over the weekend, getting up on YouTube of their performance too.
Oh, excellent!
And so once we get that all put up too, I'll put that on the website too. Which
oh,
is,
great!
It's why I think you should check the Opry website just every other couple days because.
Yeah.
Through the month, we add things, and we've got the blog now, and there's, you know, people writing things, and
yeah.
It's just, it's a great way for us to keep in touch with everybody and let them know what's going on,
what's
you know,
going on for
because
sure.
Things change a little bit, and,
yep.
You know, and
yep.
Through the month and stuff. But,
yeah, that's right, for
so.
Sure. Well, should we hear something from the new Memphis Express?
Yes,
do we have
definitely.
Something from them?
Yeah, I have something from them, too.
Okay, good.
I always record the shows, at least a pretty good amount of them, as much as I can get on a recording.
Good.
So.
Good. Yeah, let's hear something from them.
All right, great.
All I got left in this old world. She's warm and she's sweet. What she means the world to me. Be good to my little baby girl. Her eyes light up when I mention your name. Lately she's been smiling all the time. She needs someone strong that won't do her wrong. And I'm hoping and counting on it. You be good to my little baby girl. She's all I got left in this old world. She's warm and she's sweet. What she means the world to me. Be good to my little baby girl. Well, I can see her as a child. Sitting on her mom's knees. Sometimes I think I filled her back then. While I was young and wild, I was always running around. I never was the dad I should have been. So be good to my little baby girl. She's all I got left in this old world. She's warm and she's sweet. What she means the world to me. Be good to my little baby girl. girl. She's all I got left in this old world. She's warm and she's sweet, what she means the world to me. Be good to my little baby girl. Thank you, we love you.
Well, they did a great job, too.
Oh, they did. And they were dressed snappy, too.
They were dressed great and did a wonderful job. It was so enjoyable to have them there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came from far away, some of those guys. And,
well, yeah. All the way up north in Michigan and stuff like that, too. So it was exciting to have them come down and play. I remember those guys when I was a kid. I hate to say it, but... I mean, they were kids, too. They weren't all that older, much older. But that whole Michigan scene up there in the Detroit area and all that, that used to be a hopping place for bluegrass.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Back in the old days, when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
There was bluegrass going on every night.
Yeah.
Just about.
Wow.
It was like the Melvindale Ice Arena and the Eagles and... Oh, just everywhere.
Sure.
I mean, there was people jamming all the time. I mean, like, people just couldn't get their fill of it.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Jim. I remember seeing some of the other guys. You know, they're all just, they've been around. And it's like, you can tell they know what they're doing.
Yep. They know what they're doing. And they've got a great tight sound. And it was really, really neat to have them there. Plus, you know, what a great bunch of guys.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next show.
Yeah. We got a good one coming up.
Well, you know, it was kind of a cool... That night was a cool night because of all the little critters running around.
Yeah, that was
You know more about the whole situation because you kind of set it up, but that was neat.
Well, it was kind of neat. Like we had said before, we were starting to do some charities.
It was so cool to see all the little dogs all over the place, so...
Yeah, that was kind of neat. Well, we had... decided that we were going to offer up a percentage of the door to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And so our first attempt at that was the Humane Society for this past show in January. And it was really neat. We had the representative from the Humane Society had her little dog there. Mm-hmm. And then I had my dog who I had adopted from the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. She was there.
She's a cutie.
Went up on stage with me, my dog Bella, and that was a lot of fun. And then it just so happened that Lonesome Meadow had their puppy that came, and they didn't know that it was...
Bring your dog to the Opry night.
Bring your dog to the Opry night. And so
you should have brought my dog.
The young banjo player said to me, he said, "I got a new puppy for Christmas." And I said, "Well, do you have him with you?" And he's like... "Yeah, she's in the van." And I said, "Well, bring her in." It's that kind of a night. So that was really neat.
It was really neat
to have the representative from the Humane Society there. And they had a booth set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really neat that they could be a part of it. And it was kind of fun. I showed up there to give them the check for the part of the door. And everybody was very excited and thanked us
good.
And everything good. Like that. So it was really neat.
It's neat too. I know people brought some like dog treats and a couple gift certificates and you know bags of food and stuff too. And that was just neat.
That was great.
I think it was just a good feeling all the way around.
Definitely. And I think it's a nice cause that you know that we can support by getting people in the Opry and using a portion of the door towards that. And I think it's really neat, and the bands really seem to enjoy it as well.
Oh, yeah, everybody seems to like it.
Yeah, so...
I'd like to do, like, a pony rescue or something, so we could have ponies there.
Yeah, maybe you look into that.
Okay.
See what we can do about that.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm pony crazy.
That's all right. It was a lot of fun. It was a great night.
Yeah.
It was really good. But we got a good show coming up.
Yeah, we have a great show coming up. February 9th.
February 9th.
Okay, one more time.
The main act is going to be...
Lonesome County.
That's right. Very excited to have them. They're from up in Michigan around the Ann Arbor, Detroit area.
Yeah.
We had them there. They were the second band we ever had at the Opry.
Oh, yeah, like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, back way back
in the old times.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be great to see them again.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. And they put on a good show. They've got a nice, tight, solid sound. And Chad, the leader of the band, told me that they've added a fiddle player now.
Oh, so, the Opry people love fiddlers.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt about that.
I heard he's a good one. Chad said he's one of the best in the region. So,
oh, cool.
He was really excited about that. And so I think they should put on a really nice show.
Yeah, they'll definitely do that.
Yeah. So, and Chad's a really good guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
That,
he's won like some competition guitar picking.
Yep.
Things.
Yep.
And that's exciting. And all the guys in the band are all really good.
Yeah.
I mean, Lee Kaufman, he's a great banjo player. Other fellows are, they really,
really
all know their stuff.
Good, accomplished musicians.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have them back. They're going to put on a very good show. So that's February 9th. Make sure that you write that in your calendars.
Yes, and definitely.
Opening up for them.
Why, it's the North End String Band.
That's right.
Have you ever heard of them?
I have, but there's good reason I have.
That's right.
Because
half our band's in it.
Yep. Two of the members of our band.
We share.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what it is we're so pleased to be able to give the North End String Band their debut performance here at the Glass City Opry.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty special.
Yeah.
If we think that they're good enough, that they're ready to go on stage their very first time at the Opry, you're in for a treat.
Yes,
you
are.
These people can pick. It's a family, most of them, and friends, a few friends.
That's right.
And I'm telling you,
they're all great musicians.
Flat land down. Yep.
They're great musicians, and
you're going to be surprised.
Great bunch of people too. But
I think they're bringing like 22 people with them, or something
maybe.
That. Yeah, maybe not quite that many.
I think they're going to bring their sister up on stage for one, and the wife up.
I mean, the whole family. Is mad. It's just amazing. They're musical. They sing. They play. They guitars, banjos, and all this stuff. And they're just this little hidden gem. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, they've just been kind of tucked away doing their own thing, sitting around the kitchen table.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, these people are great.
Oh, they're great musicians.
And so we're just so excited to be able to have their first debut here at the Opry.
Definitely.
How cool is that?
That's great. I think it's great. I'm very excited for them. And I think it's going to be a great experience for everybody.
We'll
get to see them for the first time. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, they're all excited. I know they're getting a little nervous.
Yep.
I hope they can, you know, handle those nerves a little bit.
I think they'll do just fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason we know them is because the mandolin player and the guitar player for our band, our band, are members of the family band.
That's how we found them.
Yeah. And so they've been on stage. They played
at the Opry
with us. So,
they're seasoned Opry.
Yeah, so members, they've been on stage there. So they know what they're doing. And the banjo player's been on stage at various places
Tommy's
as
awesome.
Well. So he's played here and there. So really excited about that.
It's and then be good. And their
also,
dad.
In between, we're going to have Carrie Varbo, right?
Yes.
And her fiddlers are going to
be
there.
Yes, she's going to be bringing some of her little fiddling students with her.
Yep.
And they're going to pick a few in between the two sets, and that's going to be fun, too.
I'm really excited about
that.
It's
going to be an old hometown. Y'all come out, because it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, this should be a good
show.
It's
going to be the debut of probably a lot of people, in a sense, because some of those little fiddle students probably have never really been on the Opry stage.
It's going to be their first time up on stage there.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Doing their thing. That's always a lot of fun to see.
Oh, sure.
See the students, and they... Carrie does a good job of organizing them so that they have some of her better students up there.
Yeah.
And they play really kind of complicated songs, but then she has a song
everybody
or two that everybody can come out and play, and they can all do it together. So the older ones, more experienced ones, can kind of help the younger ones. So that's really neat. But
it's going to be fun.
Should be a great
night.
Show. Great show.
And
then our charity, we are having a charity for that one as well, Habitat for Humanity. So
that's good.
We're excited about that and can't wait to be able to give them a portion of the door as well. So
I think that's neat.
I think it's a great thing.
I think everybody needs
a
home.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, definitely.
That's a good cause. I think we should support it. And they're right here in Maumee. Yeah. That's even cooler.
That's great.
So we're targeting even a Maumee charity base. That's right. Well, I mean, they're all across the nation, but this particular chapter is out of Maumee.
Out of Maumee, that's right.
And they've built houses already in the area and helped, you know, disadvantaged, low-income people who really deserve a little chance to get a home.
Yep, that's right. You know, right.
And I think that's just really cool.
It's a great charity.
Yes.
And I'm excited to be able to do that. And I hope we get a big crowd so we can drop them off a big check.
Oh, so that would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be because
if you come and you pay your $10, that's what the show is, cost of it. A dollar of that goes towards the Habitat for Humanity. And that's the number that works. And I think that's pretty neat. So if we can get a big number of people there, bring friends with you. Because not only do you get to see a great show, three basically acts come and play, but it's for a good charity. Why would you not go? You know?
Oh, bluegrass, charities, kids, fiddling.
Yep.
It's awesome.
In a great venue.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there too. I've decided. I'll show up. Good.
That's nice that you're going to show up. Yeah.
No, I will definitely be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Can we hear a cut from Lonesome County?
Yes, let's do.
All right.
Hard times are coming. I hear it call my name. Whispers to the pine. It's my time for the break. But to the mine I'll go. And in my heart I know this might be the last time I see my family and my home. Lord, please help this West Virginia coal mining man. I'm on my knees begging please. I need a helping hand. I make my living digging coal deep down in the ground. There's nothing else that I can do. This dead old mining town. Find my father, and I find he isn't there. No, my time is running short. I'm almost out of air. Lord, please help this West Virginia coal mining man. I'm on my knees begging, please. I need a helping hand. I make my living digging coal deep down in the ground. There's nothing else that I can do. This damn old mine in town. Help this West Virginia coal mining man. I'm on my knees begging please. I need a helping hand. I'll make my living digging coal deep down in the ground. There's nothing else that I can do in this damned old mining town.
Yeah, I told you, them guys are good.
They're very good.
I'm telling you right now.
They're going to have a great show, and I'm excited to see them back again.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so,
definitely.
Too.
Definitely. Well, you know, I do have a sort of homegrown recording, too, from the North End String Band.
Well, we should hear
it. And
that.
I think we should play it.
Let's hear it.
It'll be a debut podcast They're getting all kinds of firsts here, aren't they? Now it's their first time on a podcast.
I hope they're appreciative.
I think they are. We're doing
yeah. I know they are, too.
Well, here's one from the North End String Band.
Too. Oh, well, that's good.
They're really moving up in the world.
Excellent.
Already.
Yeah. Really getting things going.
They'll have some nice pictures from the Opry.
For sure. Yeah,
that's
because
after all, Aaron Kilburn takes all the pictures of the Opry.
And, our Opry photographer is...
I'm sure she'll be ready to help out the North End String Band.
Yes, I think she will. Because
considering her husband plays in it.
Definitely. Yeah, so
that'll be great.
I'm excited for the whole show. I think it should be a really good show. And there was a good cause involved, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So that's February 9th, like we said.
Yes.
Make sure you write that in your calendar. That's a little over a week away. And show up, everybody. Come on.
Show up, everybody. Come on out to the Opry.
Bring friends.
Let us know you love it.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I have to sneak this little bit in. I know we're just about done and everything, but I am really excited about the March show.
Me too.
I'm telling you right now, because I'm telling you, I did not get my fill of this band when they were here.
Yeah.
They were a dark horse, definitely.
They were awesome.
I mean,
surprisingly.
I mean, we knew they were good, but we didn't know how good they were.
Right.
And it was one of those situations where we had them as an opening band. And I'm telling you, that half hour went by so fast, I was like, oh, they can't get down yet.
Oh, yeah. Man, were so they good.
We're talking, of course, about Blue Storm.
Blue Storm, yep.
This band, I'm sure, if you were here during the summer, when they were here, you were taken by storm, because these guys are just, they're phenomenal.
They are very good.
And they're so excited. Very, and they're coming musicians to the Opry in March.
Yep. Yep.
They're going to be here.
They're going to be here.
March 9th.
March 9th. And if you miss this show, you'll miss something special.
Oh, because, definitely.
Like Sherry said, we had them for a half hour set.
I know.
And they
like,
blew everybody
gosh
away. They were so good.
We were all like amazed.
I just can't wait to see them for two full sets.
Yeah. I know. It's like,
I'm so excited about that, because I just did not get enough of them.
Not at all.
They were that good.
We've
worn
out the CDs listening to them.
Yeah. No, they are something else. And what an exciting show. And the whole show is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Just very exciting. Both bands are really great. And then our charity, I'm really excited about for that show as well. So, let's start off with Blue Storm. They're going to do
a
wonderful job.
Yeah. Let's just play one real quick.
Sounds
good. I got to hear a little Blue Storm.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Well, it's. I think we can't. I can't talk about it anymore because okay. I'm going to get all excited.
Okay. Well,
we have to wait.
Yeah.
But that's boy, right. They're coming. There's a storm a coming.
Yep. March 9th, they'll be here. The opening act is going to be a band out of the Ann Arbor area called Company of Strangers.
Oh, great!
And not heard a lot out of them, but I think they're very good and good musicians. I know they've been playing together for a long time.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah.
I haven't ever heard them before. I've heard of them, but I've never really seen their show and all that. Right. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. It'll be a good combination.
I think it's going to be a great combination.
Great.
And then our charity for that, and I'm very excited about this, not that the other ones aren't great charities. They all are. But this one in particular I'm excited about because it's hospice.
Oh, that's nice.
And hospice is I don't know that there's anybody in the area that hasn't been touched in one form or another by them, either through a relative or a friend or something. They're just what a great, great charity. What a great, great outfit. I mean, they just do so much for so many people who are in a state of grieving, and they just make everything easier. So Hospice of Northwest Ohio is our charity for March. And I just really want to try and get as many people as we can in there. If you've been touched in any form by hospice, make sure you come out to this show. I mean, it's really a great cause, and I want to try and get as many people as we can get in there to give them
great.
A big check.
They're really
because,
nice.
You know, they're really great, and the contact I've been talking to there has just been wonderful about talking with me about it, and they're very excited about it and getting the word out to their mailing lists and all that. But we're just really excited to have that be the charity for March because I'm just, you know, I've had so many times that it's touched my family, and I'm sure a lot of people have as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But sounds good to me.
Should be a good show, March 9th. Mm-hmm. February 9th is our next upcoming one. And that should be a great show. Come on
they're
out.
All good shows.
I know that. But
they're all good. But we just got a couple good ones, real good ones coming up. And that's just
we do.
They just keep getting better and better.
Yep.
I just can't wait.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about it.
Hey, let's send a little quick thank you out to Jerry and Randy, the old Hippie Bluegrass Hour.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I want to just say thanks to them for helping to. You know, get the word out and their radio show and all the stuff they do for the sound. And, you know, they're big supporters of the Opry, and we very much appreciate that.
Definitely.
Check the link. There's a link on the website. You know, you need to check them out. Saturday nights, midnight. It's a little bit late, but, you know, you can stay up for good bluegrass.
That's right. That's for sure.
You should be just about getting back from some bluegrass show on a Saturday night.
The timing
and there
is
you
perfect.
Go. It's perfect timing.
You can
tune in on your way home, or when you get home, getting your jammies on and stuff, you can be listening to the old Hippie Bluegrass Hour.
Yep. Yeah. No, those guys are great, and they're great supporters.
Yes.
And they do a wonderful job of mentioning the Opry on the show, and we really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. So.
Well, I think we should probably wrap this one up.
Yep, wrap it up. Another good podcast, I think.
But, it's a little chilly out, kind of in that sort of winter time.
Yeah.
Kind of hibernation mode a little bit, but there's nothing like good hot bluegrass to warm
you
up.
That's right. That's for sure.
So, well, I'm Sherry.
I'm Jeff.
We're saying goodbye.
Yep.
The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.